Welcome to the Magic Hour, where we investigate unsolved mysteries of every kind. And now, again, we have the beautiful Linda Deutsch, Associated Press reporter for many, many years, known worldwide. We have fellow medium Mia Morte.
And me.
Patty Negri. And a diameter, and Belle the Haunted Doll in a large diameter. I don't know what that is. So, Robert Blake, or Bonnie Lee Blakely.
Was murdered, we know that.
Was murdered in Los Angeles here, near a restaurant called
Outside the restaurant Vitello's in her car. There is no evidence that Blake himself killed her, and he was in fact acquitted of the murder. But there has always lingered questions about whether he hired someone to kill her or whether there was someone else that killed her, such as Christian Brando, who had been one of her marks. She was a grifter. She took men for a lot of money all over the country.
Really?
And there were many people who would have wanted her dead. And that was basically the defense in the case. So it never has been resolved. There were some stuntmen who testified who claimed that Blake recruited them to kill her. But neither of them ever admitted doing the act, and they were pretty crazy. And one of them was on meth and had a nervous breakdown. So there are, you know, multiple avenues to go on this. But all we know is that she was sitting in her car outside Vitello's and was shot in the head. The gun was found later in a dumpster. It had no identifying features on it. The numbers had been sanded off. And it was never traced to a specific person.
Had they dined at the restaurant?
They had. And Blake had gotten in the car with her and then said he had to go back because he had left his gun on the seat of the booth where they were eating. And he went back in and he found the gun. That was the oddity of the whole case. But that was not the gun that killed her. And he came back to get in the car and saw her slumped in the seat with blood on her head. And he got hysterical, ran to the home of a neighbor and banged on the door, and the neighbor came out and said, "You Robert Blake? And what is it?" And he said, "You know, my wife's been shot. I need help. I need an ambulance." And that was how they called 911. The neighbor called 911. And after that, there was a lot of investigation. And it took a year before Blake was actually arrested. Yeah. Because they didn't think that they had the evidence to convict him. And they didn't, as it turned out. But it was a huge, high publicity case. Oh, yeah. And I interviewed him in jail while he was being held on the case. And he told me about meeting her and how she entertained him, basically. He said she always had something to say. She was always telling stories. She was always fun. But she started operating her business out of his home, writing to Lonely Hearts men and getting them to send her money.
Wow.
And that's when he began to be upset. Yeah. And then, of course, she was pregnant with his child. And once Rosie was born, he became obsessed with the baby. He loved the baby. When I interviewed him in jail, he actually sang the song to me, "Rosie, You Are My Posy," which he said he sang to her. And he and Bonnie basically fought over the way that Rosie was being raised. And
were they together at that time?
They were. But she at one point left and went back to her home in, I think it was Mississippi or Arkansas, somewhere like that. Took the baby with her. And when she finally came back and he saw the baby, she was in terrible shape. She had all kinds of sores, and she had not been taken care of properly. Blake's daughter, his older daughter, Delina, eventually adopted Rosie, and she continues to raise her. She's now a teenager. You know, he was adamant that he didn't do it, but he was a weird guy. I recently did a TV show on this, so it was a 2020 look back.
Yeah.
And Blake was interviewed about it. And
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
As you're speaking, we're getting a really strong energy. A counterclockwise movement. It's undoing something. It's undoing something. Deals or Wittershins. So again, the veil is open now. We don't have to reopen anything, but we would like to call the spirit of Bonnie Lee Blakely in light and respect and love. We do call in the spirit of Bonnie Lee Blakely. Everybody, let's say your name together on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3. Join us,
Bonnie Lee Blakely. Or she was also known as Lee Bonnie.
All right.
Lee Bonnie Blakely.
She's here. I'm getting twitchy eyes. Like,
I just keep seeing teeth.
Teeth?
Yeah. I had a pain in my eye earlier. But we started this.
Yeah. Right, so, hand. I don't know if she had an eye issue or she had a vision issue going on with whatever happened.
Not that I know of. She was in perfect health.
Yeah, or maybe in that moment, like she saw something or she didn't see something or she suspected something. So, okay, let's ask this. Cross on yes, don't cross on no. We can move on to boards from there. Bonnie Lee Blakely or Lee Blakely, whatever your name is, are you here? Mm. Yes, okay. Is this eye focus that some of us are feeling, is that from you?
Hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
Big. Where are you? She's back over there.
Yeah. Behind you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about the teeth? I'm really... Is that her?
Is there something about your teeth? Yeah. Mm-hmm. When she was shot in the head, did it affect her teeth?
May have.
I just keep saying teeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was at your funeral. Were you there?
Yes.
Did you feel her? Did you sense her? I'm getting that you might have sensed her.
Maybe. Rosie was there.
The baby?
Mm-hmm. And Robert.
Okay. Do you know who killed you? Yes.
Doesn't look very strong.
Not a strong yes. Or do you strongly suspect who killed you?
Yeah.
That's strong.
Okay, so she has no facts. Okay.
Might it have been Christian Brando?
Oh.
He's dead then.
He's dead? Okay. Did you see him that day? You did. Is that what the eye thing is?
Yes.
Like you're seeing, what are you seeing? Yeah. Why is he here? And it put a little bit of fear in you?
Yeah.
Do you believe your husband whoever is, odd, not odd, do you believe that he had anything to do with your murder?
No.
No.
Wow. So do you believe it was Christian Brando?
Yeah.
Wow. This is pretty. All right. Will you talk through a chalkboard or through a Ouija board for us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What do you guys want to try? I'm getting the teeth thing again, too, and the eye. So, this, again, whether all of a sudden her teeth were blown out or something. Mm-hmm. Wake up. So, this is for Christina. Yeah, let's try it.
You want to draw on that one?
Either which way. One on white, one dry,
yeah,
one draw and one right. She could. Two hands. Mm-hmm. She's got two hands.
Okay.
Come on, Bonnie.
Tap this chalk in.
Bonnie.
Rush. Rush. I don't know what that means.
Maybe she likes the band Rush.
No. Maybe she likes the band Rush. Maybe she got a rush of, he's here. I'm getting a...
Brando have hired someone, or was it actually him who did it?
Group.
Was it a group who did
so
it?
It's on the... Getting that cause?
Okay. So did you see Christian...
Giant.
I got that too. I had
you got Giant
too. Yeah.
Yeah,
Did you see Christian Brando? Did you get frightened or something? Okay, we'll let all these work. You can swing the chandelier. You could work the Ouija board. You could work the chalkboard. You could talk through any of these phones. Mm-hmm. You can make the candles dance.
When three women disappear in Santa Ana, California without a trace, it takes a bold, unwavering detective to seek justice. Detective Julissa Trapp has always wanted to be a cop. And she is. But she's not like other cops. Not only is she the only woman on an otherwise all-male homicide squad, but she does her job in ways that some might view as, well, unconventional. In a brand new podcast from Wondery and the Los Angeles Times, Detective Trapp takes you into the life of a cop who conducts herself relentlessly. Hosted by award-winning journalist Chris Gofford, Detective Trapp is the story of a detective who fights through her own personal struggles and society's indifference to bring a serial killer to justice. Trapp's strongest resource for catching dangerous criminals? Personal experience. While listening, make sure to subscribe to Detective Trapp on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. You can also find the link in the episode notes.
Do you suspect who killed you?
Yes. Do you believe someone was hired to kill you?
Maybe she doesn't know the person who did it.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't know.
Do you believe Christian Brando was responsible?
He had already, you know, he killed his sister's boyfriend, and had served time in prison for it.
All right.
But she at one point identified him as the father of her baby, and she named the baby Christian Brando.
That's right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know she said no before, but could Christian Brando and Robert Blake have been in on it together?
Doubtful. They really didn't know each other.
No. Yeah.
That's wrong, maybe. Do you think it was your husband? Do you think it was Robert Blake who had anything to do with your death?
She really had said no.
Heading to no.
Then? I think it's a no.
That's a no. So what do you think about the fact that he was jailed for your murder? Do you realize that?
It wasn't very long.
Okay.
Right. I mean, he wasn't...
But it did affect his life.
Yeah.
Didn't it change
yeah.
I mean, even if he was odd duck or something, it certainly... Yeah.
Do you regret any of the things you did with men?
No.
No.
Do you did if you believe it was Christian Brando?
Nah.
Okay, if you believe it was him, do you think he hired somebody else to do it?
Yes.
Was it a group? You said word group. Okay. Were you sitting in the car? Were you aware of people coming next to you, or were you taken by surprise, or is that a double question?
Double question.
She moved it back to yes, though. She kind of...
So you were aware. You saw people coming while you were waiting in the car.
Did you talk to your killer?
Yes.
No, there were people that hated her, but...
Did she cry for help?
She was involved at one point with Jerry Lee Lewis.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't really remember it, I don't think, but... at one point, she claimed the baby was his.
Did she target celebrities?
Yes.
Settlers. Mm-hmm. Right. Was she shot in the head?
She also was involved with Robert De Niro. Huh. At one point.
Wrapped.
Okay.
Yes.
Wrapped.
What's yes?
That was loud.
That was loud. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Was there more than one person there when you were shot?
That's a good question.
You said it was a group. Was there more? Did you see more than one person outside by the car you were in?
It seems to me unlikely because nobody saw anything. You know, any people that lived in the neighborhood, there weren't no witnesses, but there were people home in the houses around there.
Anybody hear a shot?
Nope.
No.
Silencer, maybe.
Yeah.
Were you frightened before you were shot? Was there something happened that made you uncomfortable?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. There was a car that was coming by the house.
By their house earlier on?
Mm-hmm.
So were you feeling targeted or vulnerable? I'm getting a whole lot of fear right now.
Yeah.
She's kind of showing me a whole lot of
fear.
No, I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what to do about this. Like, I've got in deeper than I know how to do.
Yeah.
Would it have happened had your husband not gone back in for his gun? Isn't that very weirdly coincidental?
Yeah.
Were they waiting for a moment, or would they have done it anyway, or do you even know?
She knows.
She probably doesn't know.
I feel like she's gone.
Yeah, she's gone.
She left. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Next.
Next. Okay. Well, another solved, unsolved.
Yeah, another unsolved.
We did solve that one.
We did. Maybe. Luck. Maybe.